Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Arterius. Can we begin with your zip code, please?
97015.
97015. What's your name, sir?
Robert Williams.
Thank you, Mr. Williams.
Can you tell me what FabFit Trims is?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you, sir.
What company is this?
Factory Direct. We're an online store. And what's your name?
Robert Williams.
Robert Williams.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to try your name. And what was your zip?
97015.
All right, Mr. Williams, I got you pulled up. Can you verify your address for security purposes, please?
If you, I'll give you the last three.
See, I see it. I just want to make sure that I wasn't giving your information to another Williams.
Oh, 13238.
Yes, sir. All right. And this is due to the contest entry, Mr. Williams, where you entered into trying to win that Dyson that was presented by Bites Up.
What?
Yes, sir. It was for that Dyson entry.
Dyson entry? Well, I don't even know what that is.
The Dyson vacuum. It's a Dyson vacuum cleaner that you entered into to win.
No. I have hardwood floors, so what would I need a Dyson vacuum for? I don't know what's going on here. That's why I'm calling, because I just happened to be at my bank, and I noticed you guys have been charging me since March. And I'm like, I don't know what the hell this is.
Yes, sir. See, when you entered into that contest, the charges, they were recurring. You signed, what came along with that was a meal plan app. And that's an app that focuses on real food to boost energy, cut sugar, and carb cravings, Mr. Williams. That's why you see that $59.89.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
All right, yes, sir. That's what it's for. But let me ask you this. Now that you know that it's presented by Bites Hub, and you entered to win that Dyson, what if I can get you $25 taken off of that charge and keep you in the running for that Dyson?
Man, I didn't even sign up for a Dyson, so I'm looking at the $200 and over $250 that you guys have charged me.
If you didn't do it, then that's not a problem. I could transfer you to our fraud department.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Yeah, they'll
cancel,
be able to
cancel
you.
This thing, whatever it is. Cancel it now.
No problem, sir. One second.
I'm sitting there wondering. I'm wondering why my.
They're charging you to be in a line
for a Dyson.
Why would you pay $60 a month? You all got the Dyson paid for.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is, I guess I'm in some food club or something. Am I correct?
Yes, sir. It's an app that came through that focuses on real food to boost energy, cut sugar, had tutorials from Emerald, Rachel Ray, a lot of different recipes.
I have never received a recipe.
Yes, sir. That's what it's for.
Yeah. Do they mail out the recipe or what?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I mean, do they mail out a recipe of what? I don't know. I have never received anything regarding this.
All right. That's what it is. I transfer you to our fraud department if you feel that you didn't make the charge.
Right. I appreciate it.
Give me one second. Yes, sir. I get you transferred. I Because that is a lot of charges.
Yeah.
So I shut the card down so they can't take another payment.
Okay.
I hate that because and I know that she probably had to, but I wish that so because I can get this canceled. You guys will get taken care of, and it will be no more charges come through this account. But I get if it was other charges that she had to get it canceled.
Right. That's fine.
Are they still going to be able to credit?
Yes, ma'am. Most definitely if you guys didn't make the charge. But I don't work in fraud, so I don't want to say what they'll do. But if you didn't make these charges, then most definitely.
So
okay.
I want to know if the member is going to be able to get their money back. I've closed down the card that they've been debiting because they were due to do another charge on it the next couple of days, and the member is totally unaware of what this is for.
Yes,
so,
ma'am.
I'm wondering if they are going to be able to credit back now that the card is closed.
I wish that you could have called us before you actually closed it, but I get the other charges. But, yes, ma'am, they'll be able to get you taken care of.
Okay. Thank
yes.
you.
Yes, sir. No problem. Just bear with me a couple more seconds. I'm making sure that everything is canceled on the account, and I'll be transferring you to our fraud department.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys. Give me 1 second, please. I'll place you on a brief hold, then I'll be
sure.
Right back with you. All right. Thank you.
No, what he was saying is that we have to send me the fraud. He can't do it.
Right, but right. My question is, the way they got those funds was from the card that I closed.
Mm-hmm.
To put the funds back, they got to put it back on that same card, and now that card is closed.
Right.
All right. I thank you for holding. All right. And you can let her know that it'll go back to the account. It won't go back to a canceled card.
So right.
Tell her it'll be sent in that account. So when she do get the card, get a new card, that money will be in the account.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Okay. And any more questions that you guys have, remember you can speak with a supervisor. They handle it. They're in the fraud department. So they'll be able to assist you further because I'm just I just regularly work the floor. So it'd probably be more things that they can inform you guys on.
Okay, I appreciate it.
All right, yes, sir, Mr. Robert. I'll be transferring you guys now. Thank you for calling customer support. Hang tight, please don't hang up.
Okay.
All right, thank you. Hold on, please.